Welcome to episode 303 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our beginning of the year reflections on letting go of the past to make room for the present. Isaiah 43 verses 16 to 21. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. The prophet Isaiah begins this passage by asserting that the message he's about to share is of divine origin. He reminds the people of who the Lord is and what he has done. He compares Israel's imminent deliverance from Babylon to their prior exodus from Egypt. And then he says, forget all the things that God did in the past. Don't get hung up on the miracles and wonders of old. For as impressive as all that may have been, you haven't seen anything yet. God is going to do a new thing, and it is going to be spectacular. Still, there is a prerequisite to enjoying the new blessings. In Isaiah 65, verses 16 to 17, the prophet writes, because the former troubles are forgotten and hidden from my eyes, I will create a new heaven and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. For new things to occur in our lives, old things must be set aside. The things of the past have lived out their time. You cannot remain trapped in yesterday, thinking about what could have, should have, or would have been. As Isaiah wrote prophetically to Israel, they were mired in the desperate circumstances of captivity and exile. God wanted to put their eyes on the new work he would do. So he began with a reminder to not remember the former things. If they were stuck in the failure and sin and discouragement of the past, they would never go forward to the new thing God had for them. It is fascinating and instructive to consider verses 16 and 17 and contrast that with verse 18. It seems here that Israel was told to look to the past by remembering the great things God did for them at the Red Sea. But in verse 18, they were told, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. This shows us that there is a sense in which we must remember the past in terms of God's great work on our behalf. There's also a sense in which we must forsake and forget the past with all its discouragement and defeat and move on to what God has for us in the future. Just as God had provided a way through the Red Sea during Israel's exodus from Egypt, so would he provide rivers or streams in the desert for them on their return from exile in Babylon. The Lord would provide all they needed to leave Babylon and reestablish their home in the promised land. Even when there appears to be no way, God makes a way for those who trust in him. That way would be as miraculous as streams in the desert. Staying stuck in the past can keep us from the new thing God wants to do. If Israel stayed stuck in the discouragement and seduction of Babylon, they would never look for the new thing of release from exile. God wants to begin a new thing in your life, in your family, in your church, in your workplace, in your community. But he will wait for us to do away with the old before he pours out the new blessings. As Jesus puts it, he won't put new wine into old wineskins. In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield to you. The first step to embracing the new thing that God wants to do in your life is to change your focus. Quit looking behind and start looking ahead. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. If you are continually looking behind, you cannot see where you are going. You cannot dwell on yesterday's failures. You cannot rest on yesterday's victories. You cannot move forward on yesterday's faith. New things mean new blessings. You will have experiences beyond your wildest dreams or expectations. Give God space to work new things in your life. Don't give God your plan or agenda and expect him to approve it. Rather, give him a clean slate and a pure heart. God will change your life, your attitude, and your thinking. And if you're open, God will clear your path. Isaiah tells us that God will be with us as we pass through the flood, fire, and hardships. God wants you to step out of your comfort zone. And he wants us to experience new things. In Revelation 21, verse 5, he says, "Behold, I will make all things new." He likes new things. But we have to be careful about becoming obsessively fixated on the new. According to Acts 17, verse 11, the Athenians in Paul's time went to the extreme of spending their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new. We can be tossed about by every wind of doctrine. The key is in the question that is posed in Isaiah 43 after God says, "I am doing a new thing." The question is, do you not perceive it? In other words, will you stay in step with my spirit? When I lead you into something new, will you know that I'm the one leading you to it? As we embark on 2022, consider that it's okay to look backwards for a brief time, but we must keep moving. We must open new doors and step through them. And when God gives you something new, do not reject it by hanging on to the old thing. Close the door to the past, open the door to the future. Take a deep breath, step through the door, and start a new life. Father, help us to forget the past, forget the mistakes, and focus on what you are doing in our lives today. We know you are doing new things. The process may be painful at times, but we know it is for our good, and we will be stronger and wiser. Thank you for your grace, and thank you for your guidance. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.